You reach toward your nightstand, setting your phone on the charger before rolling over and propping your head on your hand. Your eyes find your boyfriend in the dark of your bedroom, and a soft smile forms on your lips as you watch him, loving the softness of his face when he sleeps. You draw your fingers down the bridge of his nose and across his cheek. "Show," you whisper, finger dragging down his face and over his jaw before ghosting the plush of his lips. "Show." His face turns in your direction, but he doesn't wake up. You poke his cheek once, twice, six times before his brows finally furrows and his eyes open to you, seemingly already aware of the fact that you don't really want anything important. "Hi," you smile at him. "I love you." "Don't believe you," he sleepily says, eyes closing. You gasp, causing the smallest quirk in your lips. "But show," you say, poking his cheek again. "I want french fries." He sighs, arms stretching out to pull you into his chest, pressing a kiss to the mess of your curls. He says, "Go back to sleep, baby. It's late." "French fries," you say as you attempt to wiggle out of his hold, but your pro hero boyfriend holds firm, throwing a leg over yours to keep you in place. "Mm-hmm," he says, "go back to sleep." "Show," you cry, tugging at his shirt. "Please don't make me go by myself." "Okay," he tells you, turning into his side and fitting you into his body. "Won't go at all. Yumi Khan wouldn't do this to me." "Yeah?" He rubs circles into your back with thumbs. "Maybe you should be dating him." You attempt to wiggle out of his hold again. "Fine, I'm going to his room." He groans when you even tighter. "Why are you like this?" "I don't know what you mean." His lips brush your forehead as he begins to draw his other hand up and down your arm. "You really want fries?" "Mm-hmm," you pout. He makes a sound of disgust. "Go back to sleep and I'll make you some tomorrow." "Really? Have I ever broken a promise?" he asks, but he holds out his pinky to you in the dark anyway. You smile, wrapping your pinky around his. "Barbecue chicken." "This is getting more disgusting by the second," he murmurs against your finger before he kisses it. "Promise. I'll make you barbecue chicken fries tomorrow if you go to sleep right now," he says, sounding as though he's already drifted off. After a beat too long, he gives your arm a squeeze and says, "Okay, baby, promise."